Just before we start, I'd like to add one nakuda on the previous sugya. The Tzais, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Mem, is matzdik, the shita that we did not discuss much, but we had on Daf Chav Tes, that takana of Chazaches Kimul Shanin is a takana de Rabbanon to protect Lakufis. We've been talking all year the two Mahalchim, either that the takana was in Umdina because the person's not is Maicha, and Mimela people watch Taris, or in Umdina people watch Taris, and Mimela people are Maicha, the two Mahalchim that we kept on coming back to on top of the board. But there is a third Mahalach, and that is the Mahalach that the Tzais is Matzdik. It was the Lashon of the Rosh Adav Chav Tes, that the din of Gimel Shanim is not a Svara, it's a Takana D'Rabbanan. D'Rabbanan wanted to protect people who buy fields, because it's normal to lose shtaris. Once upon a time, it wasn't like today, you registered your shtar and it was on record somewhere. But the shtaris were, you have to hold on to the piece of paper. And Hayais, that it was very shliach, that a lekuchis would have a hefsid, so they made a takana d'rabbanan to protect lekuchis, that after 3 years you have a chazaka. And once they made a takana, that after 3 years you have a chazaka, they had to protect the meicher, the marikama. So they protected the marikama, and they made a rule that if you make a machah, then there's no chazaka of Gimel Shan. So this is a mahalach that this whole perek is all a takana drabban. The Ktsais, one of his rayas, is from the previous sugya. We learned in the sugya of Dolilei Tzana Deperi that if you have a raya, a field is yours, because the owner loaded you up with peris. So we learned in the sugya that it's a good raya. Dolilei Tzana Deperi, in only 3 years. If he loads you up with Paris, it's a chazaka immediately. Except, the Gemara said, if he says Paris are additive, then it's not a raya. So really, Dolot's out of the Peri is a raya, it's a chazaka. But if he says Paris are additive, ois raya. Becheskes kimul shanim. If a person has a chazaka of 3 years, why can't the other person say l'peiris eraditiv? We said l'peiris eraditiv only works besides shalish. Afalacha shalish loy. But once 3 years passed, if he says l'peiris eraditiv, it's no good. So zatik tzais, what's the hesber? What's the difference? What's the difference that dola tzedah the peiri is a raya, that it's yours, and the peiris eraditiv is mafkia, and gimel shanim is a raya, and the peiris eraditiv is not a teretz? Why isn't the peiris eraditiv a good teretz? If you learn that the whole din of cheskes gimel shanim is based on an umdina, that people make a macha, so then the peiris eraditiv should be a good teretz on gimel shanim. Why did I make a macha? Because it was the peiris eraditiv. So the Gemara proves it has to be that way. He said, nah, do whatever. But why, Taki, is it that way? So the Ktsais, from here, wants to prove that the din of Gimel Shanim is not because it's Chazal Shaftaf, the Umdina, people make a Mecha. But rather, it's a Takana D'Rabbanan. Chazal made a Takana of 3 years to protect Lakufis. Once they made it, they're caught up 3 years. Maybe you can't tie in the peiris eraditiv. Because if you can tie in the peiris eraditiv, then the whole takon is bubble, because then we'll have to watch for a star forever. So the Ktsais brings this as one of his echachas. You can answer the echacha, but Lamaisa in Pashup Shat, the echacha is a good echacha, that the whole din of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is a takon of Durabana. That's one of the numerous rayas that the Ktsais brings to his shita that this whole thing is a takana drabban. So that's the raya from Dol Latzana de Peri, and that's shita sakatzais, and it was the mashmais harash. And now we'll see the next sugya, and there's a shaychis to this next sugya as well. That's what the Gemara says. Amarav Yehud Amarav. Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum Hari Yuka Akum. Ma'akum Ein Lech Hazak El Abishtar. Af Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum Ein Lech Hazak El Abishtar. Rav here says a memra that has two chidush. A guy doesn't have a chazaka. That's a chidush. And B, Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum is Ein Lech Hazak. Two rayas and one memra. He put the two rayas into one memra. Now, right away, there are two pshatim in this Gemara. We spent some time on the Rashbam's pshat, which you all learned, which is that this is talking about Cheskes Gimel Shanim. It's saying a guy doesn't have Cheskes Gimel Shanim, and a guy, a Yisrael Abba Machmas guy, also doesn't have Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Rambam, very strange, has a whole different pshat. The Rambam says the word chazaka in this Gemara doesn't mean cheskas gimel shanim. It means kinyan chazaka. If you're kind of a field, there are many ways you can be kind of a field. The kesef b'shtar of a chazaka. Chazaka, which we mentioned many times, is nal gadar uparatz. If you go to a field and you're kind of with a kinyan of nal gadar uparatz, you put in a lock or a fence, or you open a fence, it's a kinyan. The Rambam says that this Gemara is talking about kinyan chazaka. Goyim don't have kinyan chazaka. What's the problem with the Rambam? Huh? Why didn't anybody here learn this Gemara like the Rambam? Huh? No idea? No, but I think the reason you didn't learn this like the Rambam is not because of a lomdisha reason. The whole parak is cheskes habatim. Very, very strange. The whole Rambam is strange. We're in the middle of talking about cheskes gimel shanim, and the word chazaka means kinyan chazaka. It's the strangest thing. All right, so we have to come back to try to understand. Obviously, the Rambam had a very stark akasha on learning its cheskes gimel shanim, and he was matche himself to say it's talking about kinyan chazaka, which ma'id, very, very difficult. So we'll do one at a time. Let's start with the Rashbam, and then we'll come to the Rambam. The Rashbam says, again, two chidushim. We're talking about gimel cheskes gimel shanim. A guy has no cheskes gimel shanim. And B, if a yid buys it from a guy, he also doesn't have cheskes gimel shanim. Alright, start with A. Why shouldn't a guy have a chazaka of gimel shanim? Why should a guy not have cheskes gimel shanim? You could learn two ways. Why, if a guy has a field for 3 years, shouldn't he have a chazaka? It's a raya, it's his, Goyim own things also. A guy owns something, a yid can't just take it away. So why shouldn't a guy have cheskes gimel shanim? The chayri could explain it two ways. You could explain, as most of the rishayim explain, that goyim in general are alimi, they're stronger than the yidin were in that time. And yidin were afraid to make a mechah against the guy. They were afraid the guy would take it out on them. They'd have tzaris by making a mechah. So since yidin are afraid to make a mechah, so memela the cheskes gimel shanim is no raya. What's the horaya of cheskes gimel shanim? What's the horaya of cheskes gimel shanim midloy micha? Since I didn't make a mechah, you might fail 3 years. But stam akum gazlonim hay. Yisrael yarei limchais. So memela, this is the lashon of the Rashbam. So memela, there's no chazaka for goyim. Very good. That's one hesbon. Second hesbon. if you learn like the Shitas HaKetzaris, that Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a Takana, it's a Takana Schachamim, that it's not Mikar Adin. Mikar Adin, a person should hold the Shtar forever. But Chazal, to protect Lakuchis, made it Takana Durabanan to benefit Lakuchis, that after 3 years they don't have to hold the Shtar, they have a Chazaka. If you learn like that, so then we could say the Chazal didn't make Takanas to benefit the Goyim. Chazal was set up to benefit the Yidden. The Goyim have their own Dina de Malchusa, and they set up their own Takanas. But Yidden, Bez makes Takanas, we make Takanas for Jews. So Mimela, we make our Takanas, so the Takana was made only for Yidden, it wasn't made for Goyim. So these are L'chaira, two ways to learn why there's no Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Rashbam mentions both, but not as two pshatim. The Rashbam says it all as one. If you look at the Rashbam, there's six lines from the bottom of the page. He says the first reason: Stamakum Gazlonim Hem Yisrael Yarin Limchais. And then he says Hilkach Loi Tiknu Behem Chazaka. Very interesting. He says Hilkach Loi Tiknu. They make a takana of Chazaka. L'chaim, you should have said Hilkach Memela Ein Lam Chazaka. Right? If you're afraid to make a mechah, Memela there's no Chazaka. It's interesting. The Rashbam says Hilkach Loi Tiknu Lahem Chazaka. Why does Rashbam mix the two together? L'chaim, we have three possible pshatim, right? Either because you're afraid to be meicha, or because it's a takan and they were a mesakin, or for some reason the Rashbam mixes the two together, combines the two. It is a takan of drabana. Why didn't they make a takana? Because since Goyim are Gazlanim, and we don't make takanas today. There's a tremendous nafkamina between the reasons, between the different ways to learn. The Ramah brings a nafkamina in Kuf Mem Tes, where this is brought. It's in Kuf Mem Tes, Sif Tes Vav. The Ramah brings in Afkamina as follows. There's a Gemara later that says that by the Resh Kalusa is no Chazaka. But the Resh Kalusa is holding on to Karka for 3 years, there's no Chazaka. Because people are afraid to make a Mechah. The Resh Kalusa was a powerful person. And he wasn't the Resh Kalusa. It's hard to understand, but we've seen many times in the Gemara, the Resh Kalusa, there were a lot of bullies in the government of the Resh Kalusa. They didn't always do things exactly Al Pi Shuras Hadin. So people are afraid to make a Mechah with the Resh Kalusa. So the Resh Kalusa has no Chazak. Now there, the Resh Kalusa is a Jew. There's only one reason. There's no din, they didn't make a Takana. If the reason is, Yirei and Limcha. There's a halacha by Resh Kalusa that if we can show that this yid is not afraid, he made a mechah against the Resh Kalusa. Now, once he made a mechah against the Resh Kalusa once. Once we could show that he made a mechah once, then against him the Resh Kalusa has a chazaka. Because we say that we see he's not afraid of the Resh Kalusa. We see he's not taka, not afraid. So we see he's not afraid of Resh Kalusa, he'll never have Chazaka. I mean, he'll always make Mechah. He can never tie, I'm afraid. So the Resh Kalusa does have a Chazaka against someone. If the Resh Kalusa could show that this person made a Mechah once, so against this Resh Kalusa, he can never tie, I was afraid. So then, either you have to make every 3 years, or even if you don't have to make every 3 years, but let's say there was one karka where he made a mechah. So then on another karka, he can't tie now. I was afraid to make a mechah. Because we see that this person is not afraid of a Resh Kalusa.
But if he made a mechah, then
he might have had that for him. Yeah. I mean, if he made a mechah, they beat him up. Yeah, his taxes went up the next year. I don't know. Could be. You know, someone was a public school teacher, and he made a mechah, and he got reassigned to the South Bronx. Lives in Brooklyn. Made a mechah, went to the newspapers over something. For 2 years, no one did anything to him, but after 2 years, for some reason, he got reassigned. Imagine teaching French in the South Bronx. He's a French teacher. He's French, South Bronx. You don't know English? So you're right, I don't know, maybe he has to tie in that. He'll tie that, I made a bacha, and look what happened to me. So he didn't make a second bacha. At any rate, so that's the din by Reish Galusa. Zokta Ramah, who had din by Goy. If you can show that this yid once made a macha against the guy, against this guy, that there was one instance where he did make a macha, so then he can never tain anymore akumen lechazaka. Because we see you're not afraid to make a macha against the guy. We see you're not afraid. So since we see you're not afraid, the guy could have a chazaka against you, because you make machais. Zok the Sma, the reason that Akum ain't like Hazaka is the first reason. Because Yireim Limchais were afraid to make a macha from Gayim. Where did the Sma see this? So the Sma doesn't say, he just explains. He says, not because like Tiknu, but because Yireim Limchais, reason number one. So the Sma doesn't say where he got it from. Well, we understand, where did he get it from? From this Ramah. So Ramah says that if once you made a macha, then the guy could have chesed gimel shana. So l'chayr, we see the Ramah learned the first way. Now why is there no chazak of gimel shana by Gayim? Because Yireim Limchas. If you're going to say that chesed gimel shana is a takana, and Chazal didn't make a takana by Gayim, so then, what's the difference if you made a macha once? You made a macha once. Now it's a different field. So we say you should have made a macha. Well, they should have made a macha. But they tiknu. If Chazal didn't make a takana of cheskes gimel shana my guy for gayim al lekuchis, so then my nafkamina, if I was meicha once, I wasn't meicha once. So it's a raya from here that you see, like the first mahalach, the mahalach that that the Sma says that it's because people are afraid to make a macha against Goyim because Goyim are going to gazlanim heim and they're going to make trouble. There's Rav Steinman in the Yelas HaShachar mentions Lashon Safik, a second possible nafkamina. He declares, if the Yisrael time is Leperus Haraditiv, 53 years. And he says, Leperus Haraditiv. The guy was there because he was an artist. He was working in the field. In such a case, L'chaira, the guy should have a chazaka. Because if you see a guy in your field, he's a gazlin, is a tough person, you're afraid of him, you don't make a macha. But if you saw the guy working in your field, you hired him to work in your field, he's your artist. You can't tie the, I was afraid to make a macha. What were you afraid of? The guy's not fighting with you. You hired a guy, he went to the field, he's not a tough person, he's not a guy that's starting up with you. He's a guy that's doing what he's supposed to do. Macha, normally macha is a fight. I'm announcing, Pliny's in my field, he's not allowed to be there, he's there shalai kedin, he's a thief. So normally, a normal macha, I understand, a guy is tough, and I'm not gonna be meicha him. But, if it's leperis eraditiv, Sir Steinman says, that then, what are you gonna say, I was afraid, so I didn't make a macha, what are you afraid of? This guy's not fighting with you. This guy's your worker, you hired him. He went the way he's supposed to go, and he's working there. What's your problem with the guy? There's no problem. So Zokrav Steinman, then, the guy could have a chazak. If the reason you don't have a chazak is you're afraid of him, then by Peris Haraditim, there's nothing to be afraid of. Mashenken, if you learn the second one, If you learn with Ketzaisis Mahalach, that Cheskes Gimel Shanim is a Takana Derabanan, it doesn't come to Kayach Svara. It's a Takana Derabanan. The Rabbanan did it with Svara, but the Takana itself is a Takana Derabanan. And they didn't make Takanas for Gayim. So they didn't make Takanas for Gayim, so they just didn't make it. It won't help. The Perisorality, whatever your time is. They didn't make Takanas for Gayim, so Gayim don't have Cheskes Gimel Shanim. This is a second nafkamina between the two reasons. So we have two mahalchim, either because people are afraid of Gayim, they don't make a macha, or because it's a takalat rabbanan. And in halach, it seems to be clear. The Ketzais and the Stam would argue, but at least from the Sman de Ramah, it seems to be clear. The reason is because of this time that people are afraid, they're afraid to be meicha against the guy. Now there's one side issue. When a guy has metaltalim, does he have a chazaka that called mashtach yalim shalayhu? A guy has metaltalim in his hand. And I could show that this was once mine. The guy has a car. And I could show this car was once mine. The guy says he bought it for me. Does the guy have a chazaka that kama shetach ziyar adam shalayu? Chari, yes. All over Shas. You never heard that when a guy is holding something that we assume it's not his. We have no right to assume it's his. I kama shetach ziyar adam shalayu. A guy does have a chazaka. What? Kenyan. Guy has a Kenyan Mashiach on the top of it. Stealing, well, you only have Kenyan Gzeva, you don't have the total Kenyan. Goslin, until Dawn is Miyai, unless we have a Yishu Shin Rishus, the Goslin only has Kenyan Gzeva, which is only to his detriment. He has no benefit from that. Kenyan Gzeva is only Kenyan that he could lose by, not that he could gain by. Stam guys, Saskas Gazlanim, so the Chayrit Shver, they only steal karka? So the Chayrit is very Shver. If you learn, Stam guy is the Cheskas Gazlanim, hey. Then why does a guy have a Cheskas metaphor? Who says he does? It'd be a tremendous Chiddush. It will come out. A very dangerous thing. It will come out that if I go and I buy something from a guy, the Tarflan, and later Yisrael shows he's a Marikama, so the Yisrael could come back and be Tavei for me. If you go into a Geisha grocery and you buy a container of Golden Flow milk, and then Mr. Golden Flow comes to you and he says the guy stole it, so you have to pay him for the milk again. It's like, maybe it is that way, but it's a tremendous chiddush to say that Stam Akum Gazlonim Heim, even on Metaltalim, they don't have a Chazak on Metaltalim. It would sort of upset the whole market if a guy can't have it. It's easier for going to steal Metaltalim than Karka. Yeah, but you have to remember that there's some guys that don't steal. So, Metaltalim, I don't know. It seems they used to steal karka. The Gemara in Sukkah says that you can't go to a guy's field and cut off an aravis from his field because it's an amazing thing. Stam karka is stolen, the guy's karka. Seems they used to steal karka a lot more. I don't know, maybe stam and tafalim too. I don't know. You see these guys, businessmen selling radios on the West Side Highway? They stop for a red light. It's possible they're stolen, no? Could be. So this is l'chayra, a sherekite on the sugya. Mistama, the Rashbam, was bavarning that. I asked, why does the Rashbam mix two reasons together? So stam goyim agazlonim, hey? Then he says, hilkoch leitiknu cheskas gimel shan. Let him just say, Stam Akum Gazlanim. Stam the Rashbam is saying that kustam akum gazlanim heim, you can't upset the whole klolim of the business world that you could buy things from people. You could buy things from people. So the Rashbam has to say that because Chazal wachayshish tamakum gazlanim heim, doesn't mean you go out into the field, you can walk down the avenue, every house you assume the guy stole. The world goes on. If a guy has a house, you assume it's his house. If a guy has a tavern, you assume it's his tavern. Stamazai, a guy has a house, you can assume it's his. There's no halacha. If a guy has a house, it gives you permission to park your car there, that you have to be chayshish, it's stolen, you're parking on karka, that's gazula. Business world has to go on. A person has something, you assume it's his. But a cheskas gimul shanim, the Rashbam says that's a takana derabanan. So Chazal, to make takonis in cases where if a guy is a gazlan, we're doing shalai kedin, to make new takonis, that we don't make. The Rishbam Taka mixes the two reasons. He doesn't just say stamak or gazlanim him. It's very hard to run a business world if every single thing a guy has is stolen. So Rashbam learns the two reasons together. He learns stamakum gazlanim heim. And therefore what? Therefore, when Chazal made a takana of cheskas gimul shanim, they didn't make it for goyim, who they're chayshish on gazlanim. The Rashbam seems to hold that the two reasons go together. And he says beferish. The two things go together. And I guess logically it should have to be that way. That stamak and gazlanim heim is not a reason to say you can't do any business with goyim. It's only a reason to say that when Chazal set up a takana, they set it up and they excluded goyim. Tak, if you hold it's not a takana derabanan, I don't know what you're going to do with the kasha. This has what I heard from Rav Shmuel Brudny many years ago, from Rishon. And it's a very mistavitika hesber in the Rashbam. Why the Rashbam mishes together the two tamim? Because otherwise, the truth is, it would be a mitzvah to find somebody who asked this kasha. To answer it there, to answer it b'chlau. I mean, without the Rashbam, Lamashal, the smad doesn't say with the Rashbam. The smad just says, Stamakam gazlanim. He doesn't say, Lafika play tikkun. So, Nachinami, I'm not sure how you're going to answer. You have to be chayshish every single house. You go buy a house from a guy, you have to be chayshish, it's gazula. All right. But it's a nice hesber in the Rashbam. You still will find somebody who has the kasha. Stam gazlanim maybe say about everything. Okay, akoponim, this is pshat in part A. And goyim have no chazaka. This is the hesber, goyim have no chazaka. Either because leitiknu, or because they're gazlanim, or a combination. They're gazlanim, therefore leitiknu.
One
of the other Shacharit said that it should have had a Peser Adative, right? What happens if the
guy
sold
three
Yitzhar
Shosh?
And the year
now, the second year has Peser Adative.
Okay, so let's see. And he's
in
the
time of
Peser Adative, you mean? Okay, let's see. Let's start with what the din is of a guy sells to a Yid. We'll try to figure out in that case as well. Okay, as I said, part B of this Gemara. Part A is the guy himself has no chazaka, and part B is a guy sells to a yin. So the yin is the Yisrael haba machmas akum, and the Yisrael haba machmas akum has no chazaka. The Gemara says an exception. Amar Rava, im amal Yisrael, ididi amal yakum de minach zavin zavna mehem. If the yin says that the guy told me he bought it from you, then it's good. But the Gemara right away says, if he just told you, that's not good enough. Mi kamidi. Yilu akum omer loy mehemen. Yilu omer Yisrael mishmei da akum mehemen. That can't be. El omer rava. Yomer Yisrael kamei didi zavna akum minach v'zavna deheli mehemen migudu ba yomer loy anozav anti minach. What's Rava saying? That if the Yid tithes, I saw the guy buy it from you. If the Yid tithes, I saw the guy buy it from you. Then the Yid himself, with his chazaka, would be a good chazaka. Why? Because he has a migu. He could have said, "Anozev inteminach." He has cheskas gimul shanim, and therefore he has a migu. He could have said, "Anozev inteminach." Yeah. What's the time that Yisrael haba machmas akum has no chazaka? Why not? How are you going to explain the sma? We said two reasons. Either the kohen drabanan, or you're afraid of goyim. So let's see. The sma said, because we're afraid to make machais against goyim. If a Jew buys it from a guy, and the Jew is there 3 years, why didn't the Marikama make a macha? Now the guy doesn't have it anymore. Now the yid has it. Zaktisma, you have to learn that you're still afraid to make a macha. Because what does macha mean? You're telling the Jew, I'm making a macha, you bought it from this guy, and the guy is a gam. That's what you say. That the guy was a guy. The macha still has to say that the guy is a gazlan. Because you're not telling the yid, I don't believe you bought it from the guy. You're telling the yid that you bought it from a guy. The guy is a gazlan. So the sma says vayta that because you're in limchais, since you're afraid to make a macha, so that's why. That's why there's no chazaka for Yisrael abba machmas guy. So the sma is continuing the shita say. There's a whole sugya here is that people are afraid of guy. And the truth is the sma is in the Rashba. If you look in the Rashba, he says this reason. The Rashbam, though, says a different reason. The Rashbam says that it's a chazaka sheni in any mataima. That Yisrael haba machmas akum doesn't have a chazaka, not because he doesn't have a chazaka, he has a chazaka. But the chazaka she'ini matayna is lav chazaka. So if Yisrael says that he bought it from a guy, that's a chazaka she'ini matayna, because he's saying I bought it. I have 3 years; it's mine. How do you know it's yours? Because you got it from him. That is a chazaka sheni mataina, because getting it from a guy is not a taina that it's yours. I'm the Yisrael, the Marikamim. So vaita, we have two ways to learn. Okay, we have two ways to learn. Part A: why a guy has no chazaka, either because yireim limchai, so because takanas chachamim. Now we have two ways to learn the second part: why Yisrael abba machmas akum is no good. The Rashbam learns because the chazaka sheni mataina. The Rashba and the Sma learn. Because Yireim Limchais, you're afraid to make a machar. The Nesivis is Matmiya on this Sma's reason, who says you're afraid to make a machar on the Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum. Because the halacha is, if the Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum would taina, that afterwards I bought it from you, he's Naman. Let's say he buys a field from a guy. He says, yeah, I bought it from the guy. Later I realized that it was stolen from a yid, and I paid the yid for it. So he's a Naman. Oh, he has a good time. So he's Naman. So the Nesivis brings from Halacha that he's Naman with such a taina. So if he's Naman with such a taina, it's a raya. Not like the Sma. The Sma says it's no chazaka, so you're afraid to make a machar. In this case, you're still afraid to make a machar. What are you going to say? You get up and say, this yid is in the field shalai kedin. I'm being a machar. He didn't buy it for me. And he bought it from the guy, and the guy also didn't buy it for me. That's what you have to say in your machar. So you're still afraid to say the machar. What's the difference? Why he's tithing? Since he bought it from a guy, you're still afraid to say a machar. Frekta Nesivis. So we see, not like the Sma. We see it's not true that you're afraid to make a macha. We see that you're afraid to say something bad about a guy if you try to take karka from him. But stop, to say a guy's a ganiv, where the guy doesn't care anymore, he already got money for the karka. Tanya's a Nesivis, people are not afraid to do that. What's the reason? Like the Rashbam says. The reason Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum doesn't have a chazaka, it's a chazaka sheni mataina. Memela, if he does have a taina, if he taina is I bought it from you, you're right, but I went and I bought it from you, So then it's a good time. So turns out we have Vaita, two ways to learn. The Rashbam and the Rashba, the Rishayim is in the Sivis and the Sma in the Paiskim. The Nesivis is Matmiya on the Sma. And Mistam, he holds like the Rashbam's reason, the Chazak Shem Amitayna. So we have Vaita, two Shotim in the Gemara. It's interesting, the Sma brings. Excuse me? Therefore, what? If he saw that bought it from a guy, so we should tie it for him that the guy originally bought it. It's hard to understand. We only say Tanina Loikeach if the Mari Kama was Darbe Chad Yayma. And even though the guy was Darbe Chad Yayma, the Darbe Chad Yayma L'chay was no Raya. See, what you're saying, does Nesivus himself ask this? Don't you say Tanina? See, again, this would only make sense if Nesivus learned the whole sugya that it's that the reason of Takana Darabana. They didn't make Takanas for Gayim. And it makes sense. And in this case, it's for the years, then the kasha makes sense. But if you learn that we're afraid to make a mecha against Gayim, then it's hard to understand, because then Darbe Chad Yayma, there's no reason to say Tanina. The Sma brings a halacha that after 40 years you do have a chazaka by Gayim. If you wait 40 years, there's such a Gemara later on Daftan Hey, that 40 years is a different gather of chazaka. That even when there's no chazaka stamazai, there's such a concept of chazaka after 40 years. Now, I'm not sure how the Sma learns why 40 years is any better. After 40 years, you're not afraid of Gayim anymore. The guy got old already. I'm not sure the lumdis, the Sma just brings it, that after 40 years, if you learn the whole sugya because you're afraid of Gayim, I don't know why after 40 years you stop being afraid of Gayim. I wasn't sure how to learn the lumdis of the Sma. But the Nesivus says the lumdis of 40 years is because Dina de Malchusa was that 40 years is a chazaka. The Dina de Malchusa by the Goyim was that 40 years was a chazaka. So once a guy had it for 40 years, it was already accepted that it was the guy's. It was already, the Nesivus calls a Yish Mishina Rishus. It's the equivalent of Yish Mishina Rishus. Yish, because 40 years, you have no chance. The Dina de Malchusa has it by him. Shina Rishos, I guess, also, because the Dina Machusa made it into a Shina Rishos. That's how the Sivis learns this Din of 40 years. It's a Dina Machusa type of thing. Not because Dina Machusa is binding on the Yid, but because Dina Machusa shafts a Yish Shina Rishos. It's the government is saying, okay, it's his. So 40 years is a Chazaka.
All these Jewish restitutions from the Nazis and these things.
If it's Vada Gezula, then there's no Shaila. It's only a Chazaka with the time that the guy has to say, I bought it. If the guy says, I stole it, even after 100 years, he's still on the right to take it back. The restitution by the there is a Shaila and Halacha because we hold that Kibush Mochav is Kaina. Restitution, if we go to Bezdin in Germany, there'd be restitution. Because there is the government itself stole. But when the Germans conquered Hungary or conquered Poland, if the Nazis would go to Bez, then they may win. But the halacha is that when you have a din Torah with a guy, you're allowed to say, I want to go with your demon. The halacha is if a Jew has a din Torah with a guy, even if the guy is willing to go to Bez, then, but if you know that in Bez, then the guy will win, you're allowed to go to a guy's court. You, the Gemara says, we have Bava Kama, we had it in the Gozal Basra. You're allowed to say, Im Kedinechem, 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 you could go whichever way you want. But Al Koponim, What was I saying? With the 40 years weiter, the Sma brings the din of 40 years. Now, if the guy has the 40 years, there's no two ways to learn. What happens if the guy has it for 37 years? I don't mean after 37, 38, 39, or 30. And then a yid bought it from him and had it 10 more years. So now it's 40. Does that din of 40 years apply? So Zokta Nesivis, it depends on the Machlaikis, the Sma, and the Nesivis. What's the pshat of 40 years? If the pshat of 40 years is Altsdina the Malchusa, that's like the Nesivis holds. If the pshat of 40 years is, after 40 years you're not afraid to make a Macha, that's how the Sma holds. So if you hold after 40 years you're not afraid to make a Macha, so what's the difference? Who had it for 40 years? Even if the guy had it for 20 and the yid had it for 20, 40 years is no more fear to make a Macha. But the Sivis says, the way I explained it, that 40 years is a din of the Machusa Dikadin. That only applies when the guy has it for the 40 years. But if a guy has it for 30 years, or 35 years, or 39 years, and the yid has it the 40th year, so din of Machusa doesn't kick in the entire between two yidin. And the Mela, that would be an afkamina vaita between the Sman and the Sivis, the two ways to learn up this Gemara. So basically, we have the Chilavat Saif, two ways to learn the Gemara. The Sma consistently goes with Yireyim Limchais, which is the most pashut pshat in the Gemara. And the second way to learn is Al Takana de Ravana. And at least in the case of Yisrael Abamach Basakum, the Nesivis doesn't seem to go with this idea of Yireyim Limchais. He doesn't seem to hold that's the Iker reason. Okay, this is all the Shitas HaRashbam, Pshat, the Gemara. We only spoke out Pshat today, two ways to learn, without any Pupulim. I mean, Agav, we're learning the Ketzoses Mahalach of Takonas Chachamim, which is something we really have to remember in Parakas Kesabat. The Rambam comes along. The Rambam says, doesn't tell us why, the Rambam is not a Mefarish on the Gemara. The Rambam just brings, Akum Eloi Kinya Chazaka, and Yisrael Abba Machmasakum, that means if a guy was kind of filled with Kinyan Chazaka, and a yid buys it from the guy, he's also not kind of. Guy does not have Kinyan Chazaka. Why? Why shouldn't the guy have Kinyan Chazaka? Rambam needs a Hezbon. Why shouldn't a guy have a Kinyan Chazaka? So there are a lot of Lomdisha reasons that were said. But you know that I like Nach. Not that I know much Nach, but since I know a teeny bit, it's more than everybody else. So I'll tell you a reason based on Navi, but lest you be ashamed to say it over, it's a Beis HaLevi and a Sefer HaMakna. It's actually a Sefer HaMakna, Kedushin Daf Yudalim in the days. And the Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Chof Aleph, Ois Yud Aleph, Aleph Chof Aleph Yud Aleph, brings the Hamakna's reason, seems to agree. He says a very geshmaka reason. The Hamakna says, a guy has kinyan kesef by karka, and not kinyan shtar by karka. Taisus shita, it's not like Sushainim, but he's explaining why a guy has kinyan kesef and not kinyan shtar. He says, you know why? Because where do we learn kinyan kesef from? Where do we learn Kinyan Kesef from? Ephraim was a guy. So since we find by guy in Kinyan Kesef, it's gone. Where do we learn Kinyan Shtar from? Kinyan Shtar we learn from Sadis by Kesef Yeknu by Kasev Chasam by Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was a Yid. So since we learn Kesef from a guy, we assume guy have Kesef. Since we learn Shtar from a Yid, a yid, only a yid has shtar. Kinyan Chazaka we learn from Yehoshaphat. Who was Yehoshaphat? Huh? Who was Yehoshaphat? Anybody have any clue? Huh? Somebody must know. No? Was it Tzaddik or Rasha? Anybody know? Sorry. Yehoshaphat was the fourth king of Yehuda. After he was After Shlomo HaMelech, you know that this was split between Rechavam and Yeravam, the Malchus. The fourth king was Yehoshaphat, the son of Asa. He was a Melech Tzadik. And we learn out of a pasuk in Yehoshaphat, he gave his children Yerais, he gave cities. And that's what we learn, the Gemara says in Kedushin, that we learn Kinya Chazaka from Yehoshaphat, Zakta Ramakta, based on Levi. You know why there's no Kinya Chazaka by Gayim? Because we learn it out of Psukim. It says we learn it out of Psukim, so therefore there's no Kinya Chazaka by Gayim. That's the Makar of this Gemara, according to the way the Rambam is Masbah this Gemara. That's how the Machna, the Beis Halevi, are Masbah. And I like the reason very much, but I had a kasha on this reason. Bar Avram is a collection of Truvis, of Chedushe Taira, from one of the Gedali Yisrael between the two wars. That's me, he was a Rav of Brisk. And it's a collection of Truvis. The most famous part is his contrast in the beginning on Dinei Kibush Muhammad. Because he was a Rav between the two world wars. After World War I, there were a lot of Dinei Torah because Poland had been captured by the Germans in World War I. And then the Allies took Poland back. And when they took Poland back, there were a lot of Dinei Torah of a karka that belonged to Yidden before the Milchama, before World War I. And after the Milchama, those Yidden didn't come back right away, so other people took the houses. And then 5-10 years later, people who had been displaced in World War I came back and they said, "You're living in my house." It was my house from before the war. World War II, the Yidden didn't come back, but World War I, they did come back. And there were a lot of Dinei Torah Kibush Milchama. So the Dvar Avram, there's a long arichus on Kinyanim of Goyim, Kinyan Milchama. There in Simin Yud, in Tshuva Yud, he says the following Chiddush. He says that even though Goyim don't have Kinyan Chazaka on Karka, like the Rambam says, and we pass like this Rambam, it's funny, there are two Pshat with the Gemara, the Rashbam and the Rambam, we pass like both Pshat, which is the correct Pshat in the Gemara, it's Machlaikis. But they're both emes lahalacha, right? The Rashbam is brought in kuf mem tes, and the Rambam is brought in kuf tzadik dalet. We paskin a guy has no kinyan chazaka. So the Dvar Avraham, that's when you're buying from someone else. If you buy from another person, a guy is not kind of a kinyan chazaka. But if you're a guy is being kind of hefker. If a guy is being kind of hefker, something that's b'li b'aylim, then a guy does have kinyan chazaka because he can't do kinyan kesef. If you're kind of hefker kaka, who are you going to do kinyan kesef to? There's no one to do kinyan kesef with. So since there's no one to do kinyan kesef with, a guy does have kinyan chazaka by karka shel hefker. This bothers me that it seems not to stim with the Beis Halevi and the Hamakna. Because if you hold the Rambam's reason that Goyim don't have Kinyan Chazaka is because the Pasuk is talking by Yidden, and there's no Chiddush of Kinyan Chazaka by Goyim, then they shouldn't have a Kinyan by Hefker either. There should be no Kinyan at all. So why the Hamakna, Beis Halevi's reasons, he seems to be sure, no?
Efrayim
the King Kesef. King Kesef.
His grandfather,
King Kesef. Somewhere got it from Hefker.
Yeah,
I agree with you. There must be a way a guy could be kind of things from Hefker. So what's the way? Does it have to be? There's no other Kenyan it could be?
There's only three
kinyanim
possible with
karka.
It don't work unless somebody.
No, else. No, there are other kinyanim. First of all, it's possibly kind of with agav. One karka, agav, a second karka.
But I can't believe one
else. Well, one you buy, one you kind of.
But I'm kind of about the same person in Matna. It could be kind of one karka.
Could be.
Two, one karka,
and what about kinyan stumta? There could be a kinyan that's minigamadina. The kasha is a good kasha. I agree. Everything what you're asking, I agree that the Dvar Avraham is very mustaver. It just bothers me the way that Makna Beis Halevi give a reason. So I'll tell you a second reason. There is a second pshat in the Rambam, which the Sma says. We went to Sma today. The Sma says a different pshat in the Rambam. He says that the reason Goyim don't have Kinyan Agav is because it's not the derech of Goyim to buy karka without a shtar. It's not the derech. The truth is, Bizman even Yidden don't buy karka without a shtar. Nobody buys karka without having some type of a document. He says Goyim never had the minig to buy any karka without a shtar. Since Goyim didn't buy karka without a shtar, so Kinyan Agav, there's no smichas das. He's not soymech das. The Goyim is not soymech das that he's safe with the karka without a shtar. So chazaka without a shtar was never kind. He'll ask kesef too, nakash. But this is the reason he gives, that they never do soymech and kinyan chazaka without a shtar, and therefore you need a shtar. So like the Dvar Avraham, it's very good. When do you normally get a shtar? When there's a seller, there's a marikava. If you're getting from hefker, it's impossible to have a shtar. So the mele kinyan chazaka by itself is a good thing.
They also don't want to open the shtar, otherwise there's no problem with after shtar. You say, I'm a shtar because they get a kinyan chazaka.
It's true. But I'm being a little misleading, because what I'm saying, shtar, I mean shtar kinyan. See, it's not so gishmak. He's saying that Goyim didn't do kinyan chazaka without kinyan shtar. The shtar kinyan, the shtar raya. Now it's true. When I say Bizman Hazeh, we do shtar, the truth is, Bizman Hazeh, we don't do shtar kinyan. We do shtar raya. So we really don't do a shtar kinyan, Bizman Hazeh. The shtar kinyan is a shtar which says, just like by Kiddushin, you have to say, Be tabazu or bishtarzu. Kinyan shtar is when you say, with this shtar, I'm doing the kinyan. You have to use the lashon, I hereby am acquiring. Hereby meaning with this shtar. So, Taka, I'm not saying it over totally right. Shtar raya, everyone does. The Goyim did shtar kinyan as well, the Sma says. The Sma brings that, I think, from the Kesef Mishnah, that Goyim did it with shtar kinyan. And Memela, that's the pshat, that's the Hezber in the Rambam. So we have basically two Hezberim in the Rambam. It could be that the second Hezber is built on the first, that once you have the Pesukim, we say pshat in the Pesukim, maybe. But Akapana, we have two Hezberim in the Rambam. There's a Mishnah Brura in Hilchis Pesach that seems to say that Kinyan Agav works by Goyim. So I didn't understand how the Mishnah Brura is Saisen, not like the Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat. If I remember tomorrow, I'll bring in the Mishnah Brura. We'll take a look at the Lashon, because it was a little of it, most of the Tamiya. All right, so Akoponim, this is Pshat in this Sugya. And we'll talk about it yet a little tomorrow, but the next piece is a Gemara, Til Gaidris, a easy Gemara. I'd really like you just to run through it. And tomorrow we'll still talk about this, but we'll move on as well.